The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What is the Holy Spirit's role in regeneration and in sanctification? Does free grace theology have a unique perspective about the Holy Spirit? We will be talking about this in the moments ahead, so thank you for joining us on Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. Our website to find out more about us is faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Now, here with today's discussion about the Holy Spirit is Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Welcome to another episode of Grace in Focus. This is Ken Yates, and I'm here with Bob Wilkin. And you have a question I get asked a lot myself, and I'm sure you do too, about the role of the Holy Spirit in the Christian life. So why don't you ask it, Bob?
Yeah, and actually, this is even a little broader than the Christian life. This is from Ryan, and he says, I'm looking for books and resources concerning a free grace perspective on the Holy Spirit, his ministry, his work, etc. Can you give me some suggestions? Well, we'll make a few suggestions, but what we'd like to also do in this episode is talk about the Holy Spirit from a free grace perspective, both in terms of the Christian life and in terms of the new birth, because the Holy Spirit is instrumental in both justification and sanctification, in terms of regeneration and in terms of our lives being transformed.
So another way of summarizing that is the Holy Spirit is instrumental in when we become believers, when we're saved from the lake of fire,
right,
when we receive eternal life,
right,
and how we live once we become a child of God, once we know we have eternal life.
Right. In fact, it's called walking in the Spirit.
Right.
And so in Galatians and in Romans, we're to walk in the Spirit. We're not to walk in the flesh. The fleshly walk is the legalistic walk.
So let's look at the first one, Bob.
Right.
What would you say if someone said, okay, for the unbeliever, someone
right,
who does not have eternal life, someone who is not, to use the vernacular, they're not saved from the lake of
right,
fire. What role does the Holy Spirit play with that person?
Okay, first of all, the Holy Spirit is convicting them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:7-11 or 8-11. And so we can realize that when we talk with someone, the Holy Spirit has already laid the groundwork by convicting them in their inner soul that they are a sinner, that God is righteous, and that there's a coming judgment after this life is over. Those things are things the Holy Spirit does. We can also know that the Holy Spirit is helping woo people toward Christ through that and through the Word of God. In other words, as people hear the Word of God taught, the Holy Spirit is using that to draw them toward Christ. Of course, the Father is as well, right? The Father is drawing. But one way the Father draws is by sending the Holy Spirit. In fact, that's one of the issues in church history. Is the Holy Spirit sent by the Father or by the Father and Jesus? Is it single procession or double procession? But in any regard, no one is going to come to faith in Christ apart from the fact that the Holy Spirit is convicting and the Holy Spirit and God the Father are drawing people toward Christ. And then the Holy Spirit helps the unbeliever grasp and understand the meaning of Scripture, just like the Holy Spirit helps the believer understand and grasp the meaning of Scripture.
And I would also add about that, him convicting the world of sin. It's interesting. Jesus defines what he means by that in that passage you talked about in John chapter 16. In verse 9, he says, this conviction of sin, because they do not believe in me.
Right.
What we see when we see the Holy Spirit drawing people, yes, for some people, it is, man, you're really a nasty person. You know, that shows them their need of, what would we say, their need of a Savior. But the sin of the unbeliever is that they do not believe in Jesus for eternal life. And so the Spirit is drawing them to that truth. And he does that through various means.
Right.
He deals with people differently. It's not just, okay, all the Holy Spirit does is convict an unbeliever that, okay, you're a sinner and you're just the nastiest person that ever lived. The Holy Spirit uses many different means of drawing people unbeliever because they need to believe in Jesus for eternal life.
Right. And one of the ways he does it is what you and I are doing right now. The Spirit works in the lives of believers to share the message of everlasting life with people. And so as we talk about the message of everlasting life, it's not because we're so eloquent and we're this or that. No, it's the Spirit of God working through us. And it's even if a person doesn't have the gift of teaching or the gift of evangelism, if they're talking to their children or their parents or the brother, sister, or a friend, and they tell them, look, Jesus promises if you believe in him, you'll have everlasting life and you're never going to perish, John 3:16. You're never going to be cast out, John 6:37. That you will never die spiritually, John 11:26. When we say these things, it's the Spirit of God that is using the Word of God to reach the unbeliever.
Because the Spirit of God inspired those words
right.
when they were written.
Exactly.
And so that is what he uses to draw the unbeliever to faith in Jesus
right.
Christ.
And we're told that he uses people to proclaim the message of everlasting life. How shall they hear without a preacher? So people preach, whether it's preaching verbally or whether it's preaching in print, whether it's videos.
Online, right.
Yeah, chats, whatever. There's lots of ways we can talk with people. But ultimately, when we're doing it, the Spirit's working through us, right? So we shouldn't just think this is a purely human operation. So in terms of salvation, of course, no one has everlasting life unless the Holy Spirit regenerates him. It's the Spirit that regenerates, not God the Father, not God the Son. The Holy Spirit is the one who regenerates a person at the moment of faith. But the Spirit didn't send Jesus. The Father sent Jesus, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Every member of the Trinity has an essential role to play in people being born again. It wasn't the Spirit of the Father who died on the cross. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't the Spirit of the Father that lived a sinless life. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. But yet Jesus said that the Spirit was empowering him and was involved with him in all of his ministry. Which is kind of a mystery because Jesus didn't need any enablement, right?
Right, right.
Jesus, being the God-man, was perfectly capable of doing all he was called to do without any special enablement from the Holy Spirit, but yet he had that. And so in terms of salvation, the Spirit is vitally involved in every step.
Right.
And the same thing is true in sanctification.
Okay, so let's talk about that, the Christian life. What role do we say that the Spirit plays?
Okay, here, you know, Ryan was asking about books. I'd recommend Six Secrets of the Christian Life. You said that during the break you would have recommended this book. I think that's a good one by Zane Hodges.
And by the way, it's a little book. It's a short book.
Yeah, it's about 90 or 100 pages, and it's on our website, faithalone.org. You can check it out. I mean, you have to order it. We don't have it just there to read, but you can get it. There's also a commentary by Zane Hodges on Romans that deals a lot with the work of the Spirit.
Because the Spirit in there in Romans, particularly 5, 6, 7, and particularly 8,
right.
walking by the Spirit.
Right.
So get a good free grace discussion of those chapters, because they deal heavily with the role of the Spirit in the Christian life.
And by the way, we have a class, our new online seminary. Steve Elkins is teaching Theology Proper, which is about God the Father, Christology, about God the Son, and Pneumatology, which is about God the Holy Spirit. So he'll be teaching that. And there's also a book by Charles Ryrie called Balancing the Christian Life, and that he does talk about the Holy Spirit. But in terms of sanctification in the Christian life, there's many ways he does it. But one of the things Zane Hodges points out in Six Secrets is Romans 12:2. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So he points out that the Christian life is not lived by commitment and dedication and drive.
Or legalistic rules.
It's lived by the Holy Spirit taking the Word of God, renewing our minds, and then as our minds are renewed, our lives are transformed. And he also points to 2 Corinthians 3:18. Remember, Moses put a veil over his face because the glory after he would meet with the Lord would fade over time. And so he says, but we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror, that's the Word of God, the glory of the Lord, that's the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, are being transformed into the same image by the work of the Spirit.
By the work of the Spirit. And so we cannot become more like Christ without the work of the Spirit.
Right. And the work of the Spirit is involved when we hear the Word of God taught, when we read the Word of God, when we study the Word of God. That's why it's important for us to recognize that interpreting the Bible is not simply a matter of following these six steps. We can teach you about what's called hermeneutics, how to interpret the Bible, or it's also called exegesis. But the truth is, a vital step in interpretation is prayer. We pray and ask God to open our eyes, just like in Luke 24, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus came in contact with Jesus. They were hindered from recognizing him, but he opened the scriptures to them, and they said, weren't our hearts burning within us as he opened the scriptures to us? Well, the Lord Jesus does that today too, but he does it through the Holy Spirit. Remember, he said, I'm going to send the helper, the paraclete, and he is going to work in the lives of believers so that we understand the Word of God.
And we would also say in that passage in Romans, and again, I'd really recommend that you get that commentary, it says that the Christian life is lived through the power of the Spirit.
Right.
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives within the believer, and that he can give life to our mortal bodies through the teaching of the Word of God, what's required of us, what we see of Christ in the Scriptures, and then it's a life of faith because we are believing that the Spirit will transform us into that image.
So the Christian life is clearly, from first to last, from the new birth till the judgment seat of Christ, on to the millennium and the new earth, it's Trinitarian. Yes, the Holy Spirit is absolutely vital to free grace theology. The Lord Jesus Christ, vital to free grace theology. God the Father, vital to free grace theology. It's not that we just hobby horse on the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and his resurrection from the dead and his soon return. It's Trinitarian. We glorify God the Father and God the Holy Spirit as we exalt Jesus because they're all involved in our lives.
Well, it's a great question, and the base of all of it is grace. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, a question about women preachers and another one about the mark of the beast in Revelation. Be sure to join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.